Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you stayed with me because we got Ruth Sherman back on the show. Ruth is an outstanding expert on interpersonal communication and an authority on communicating with people, making sure that you, as she says in her book, get them to see it your way right away. It's an outstanding book, and she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's great to be with you. Hi, everybody.
Ruth, I love your book. I love especially the title. And, you know, I was telling the audience in the previous segment when I was telling them we were going to be here that, you know, this has been my goal my whole life, trying to get the world to understand how much more beautiful the sky is in my world. Why don't they all want to come over and be like me, be with me?
Oh, hey, Jim, you know what? You've got charisma. And a lot of people think that charisma is inborn, but in fact, it's learned. You learn it. And charisma is nothing more than what you just said, which is the ability to draw somebody into your world and make them feel important. And that's exactly what you do on your show.
So it's learned. So you're saying I could actually get better?
Oh, you can get better
that's,
at it, but you're already good at
that's
it.
That's scary.
I wouldn't spend too much time worrying about it.
Isn't that kind of frightening?
I don't think so. I think we need more charismatic people in the world.
Well, you know,
quite honestly,
you know what? I don't know what charisma is. I think, you know, what is it they say? Like the judge said about one of the issues. He said, I don't know what it is, but I know and I see it.
That's right. That was Potter Stewart.
Yeah, exactly. I think the one of the things that I think contributes to charisma is to not take yourself too seriously. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree with that. And it's very difficult in this day and age, right now especially, to be able to sit back for a moment and laugh at yourself and to just look at the world for what it is, which is, it's a good place. It's a good place.
If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life.
Exactly. So instead of laughing at others, laugh at yourself. You get much better laughs with that.
I almost can't wait till I mess up again so I can laugh, Ruth.
Absolutely. Me neither. Good point.
What do you think about curiosity as an element of charisma?
Oh, I think it's a major element of charisma. Sorry, a little tongue-tied there.
Yeah.
What you're talking about, I think, is that when you're with people and you're curious and you're asking them questions, people, of course, love to talk about themselves. The more you ask them questions and try to learn about them, the more drawn they will be to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about when people ask you about yourself. You know, you switch gears.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that people are interested, so behaving in an interested way. And I don't mean just behaving, I mean sincerely being interested in other people.
Well, you know, Ruth, as we stand here halfway through what I consider to be a transition year, I think 2009 is going to be a year that will stand alone unto itself in 2009 as a buffer between the old way we did business and the way things are going to be in the future. And as we stand here like this, you know, looking forward and maybe being a little anxious about the future, aren't these kinds of traits going to serve us well in the next steps?
They are so important, Jim. And what's happened is over the years, over many years, there's been this tug of war, I think, in corporate in particular, and in business in general, between what are known as the hard skills, which are the technical skills, the skills one needs to do his or her job, and the quote-unquote soft skills. By the way, I hate that term because really the soft skills are the essential professional skills. These are the skills that we need to get promoted, to get the bonus, to get recognition of all kinds, to get hired. And so these are the skills that we have that can differentiate us from others, and we have control over them, whereas we really don't have much control over the other stuff.
Well, what you're saying is two guys, two two people can graduate, you know, at the top of their class from two different great schools, and 10 years later, one is more successful than the other, even though they have the same basic hard skill credentials, as you say. What's the difference?
And a lot of people see that, you know, or think there are people out there who are successful and don't deserve to be. And I'm not sure about that, but I can say this. If they don't have the hard skills, if they don't have the technical skills, they'll get found out eventually.
Right.
So you have to have both. But what's happened is we've tended to favor the technical skills over the essential professional skills, the interpersonal skills, the communication skills, the presentation skills, all of those skills that, again, connect with others, help you connect with others, and help you deliver the information. I mean, this is the operational vehicle for your message. So,
you know, Ruth, as I hear you talking about these things, you probably don't spend a lot of time listening to coaches talk about their teams. I don't know how much football you watch or that kind of thing, but when you hear coaches talking about these things, they have coach speak. And one of the terms they use, though, that I think is very applicable to us and to what we all do in the marketplace, is they talk about something called intangibles.
Hmm.
And what you're talking about are the intangibles.
That's right. These are the things that are hard to measure.
Your job is to make them tangible. To take the intangible and get some kind of control over them.
That's very interesting. You know, I will tell you that I was a cheerleader, so I don't watch football now, but I know about football, I know all the rules and all of that, so that's gone back a bit. But no, this is the first time I've heard about this type of speech, this kind of coach speech, as you put it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly right. You know, coaches, that is their job. That is their job to help these players find within themselves those intangibles and to bring them to the fore, so that their thought processes are positive and that they make and that they inspire
mm-hmm.
and persuade
mm-hmm.
their teammates, each other, really, to do the best job.
Right. That's exactly what it is because the blocking and tackling, that's the hard skills, as you were saying earlier. And what is it they say? The army with a poor plan well executed is better than a great plan poorly executed.
Yes, absolutely. That's right.
And I think
it's very important to
hold
be
on to that.
Prepared
hold on to that thought, too. Ruth. I got to take a quick break. We'll take a quick one, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Ruth Sherman. Her book is called "Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away." I'm still working on this, folks. And if you are too, stay tuned. You want to hear more about what Ruth has to say. 10:20 after. Stay with us.
Everybody's blue when they lonesome. Everybody.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. By the way, the blog post, the most recent one is titled "Small Business, Social Media, and the Tour de France." So check that out and see how crazy I really am when I put those three things together. And of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter. I think I may have said that. Articles, archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of stuff. You want to read, you want to listen, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, we got something that you can take advantage of there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ruth Sherman is our guest. Her book is called "Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away." I recommend it to you. And Ruth, tell us how we can find you.
Oh, Jim, that'd be great. My website is ruthsherman.com. And so that's pretty straightforward.
Right.
And I wanted to also tell everyone in your audience that I have a new online store on the website with all my communication stuff in it.
Right.
Just launched this week.
Like what?
My book is on there. I've got a book on presentation skills, a book on media training, and I also have a very special event coming up on Tuesday, a webinar with the international CEO Joe Santana.
Wow.
Who is the former president and CEO of Timex, the famous watch brand.
Yeah, yeah.
So hope you can join me.
Well, and when is that now?
Wednesday, the 24th.
Wednesday.
At 12 noon.
And is that free?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's a very reasonable price, $29.95.
Right, so that's a good deal. That's a good deal. You know, I think I probably need to go take that media course that you were talking about.
That'd be great.
Let me know.
I'll give you
that.
A special discount.
Hey, Ruth, we were talking about the intangibles. We're talking about charisma and curiosity and those kinds of things, the kinds of things that you can't really measure all that much, but they seem, when you have it, when you employ it, when you're conscious of it and you use it, people who do that seem to be a little more successful. And they're the ones, it seems to me, that even when times are tough, they're the ones who continue to kind of shine a little bit. And as we continue in this economy that's still trying to right itself, how do we, for the people especially, people who are trying to find a new way, they're out of work, they want to start a business, they want to take the next steps, what do you recommend to them?
Well, here's something that I've been talking a lot about lately, and that is to become what I call a trusted advisor. People are going out these days, and they need business, and money is very tight, so it's natural to want to pitch, to do the hard sell. But I can tell you, Jim, that the hard sell is out.
Yeah.
Clients are not spending money. People are not hiring. We all know these unfortunate things. But what they do need and what they are willing to sit down with you for is some good advice. So if you're out there in the field and you're seeing other things that perhaps somebody inside, a business owner, is not seeing because he or she's got his nose to the grindstone and really working hard to keep their business afloat, what you can offer is advice. And if you go to that person, you call that person and say, I've got some really interesting observations that I think are going to help your business. And there is no hint of a pitch. The minute they sniff a pitch, forget it. They're not going to return your calls.
Right.
They're not going to return your
emails.
They're
not looking to. They don't need to buy anything. They need help.
They need help. And if you and that is a way to become what is known as a trusted advisor. Mm-hmm. And that's what they need. And they will
and
make
you can
time
charge,
for it.
You can charge for that. And the reason I know that is because when I started my business in '89. 20 years ago last month, Ruth, that's exactly what I did. What you just said is exactly what I did.
Tell me what do you mean?
I started a consulting business.
Okay.
And I went out and called on businesses, and they said, and I called on people I knew, and I'd done business with in other industries before in the early days, and they said, well, tell me about your new business. And I told them the name. They said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to help people just like you.
Yeah.
And they said, what are you going to do for me? I said, what do you need done?
Right.
And guess what? Right. Guess what? Every one of them got up and went over to the corner of their desk, picked up one or two projects and said, here, do this.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it?
Because small business owners don't have time to do all the little projects that they have.
No, they don't. And so anything that you can do to help them make their process easier, mm-hmm. and, of course, the business more profitable, and take things off their hands,
yep.
the better. I'm even talking about right now, with money so tight, going to your existing clients, perhaps, or your existing customers, and just sitting down with them
mm-hmm.
over a cup of coffee
yep.
and listening. Mm-hmm. Just listening. And giving them feedback on what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not charging them necessarily
yep.
for their for your time at that moment, but just listening, trying to uncover exactly what kinds of issues are bothering them at the moment, and giving them the benefit of your enormous breadth of experience.
See if you can find the pain.
Yes, exactly.
Find the pain and heal it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So a lot of people are not, because we're so torn with having to go out and make a living, and the thought of going and spending an hour or two of time not being paid for it feels not like a good use of your time. But in fact, it's an excellent use of it.
Well, it's the way people want to be communicated with these days.
It is.
It's the way they want to be reached. It's the way they want to be touched. And it's been going on for a long time now, but it certainly is going to be this way in the future. Hey, Ruth, give us the website one more time.
Sure, absolutely. Ruth@RuthSherman.com. Oh, that's my email. Ruth@RuthSherman.com. RuthSherman.com is the website.
And
please contact me.
Get them to see it your way right away. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot,
we'll
Jim.
See you next
Great to
time.
Be with you.
Bye-bye. Ruth Sherman, folks, she'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. We got our good buddy Tom Asacker coming up in the second half of the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.